We continue 10 lines down from the top on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Iboilehu. The Gemara asks the following question. Shlosha yamim hein ve'edeyen odilma hein below edeyen. So going back to the beginning of the Masechta, we're told that 3 days before Yontif, or the holiday of an idolatrous holiday, that you can't do business with them. So when the Mishnah said 3 days, does it mean 3 days total, including their holiday? Odum hain below a day, or maybe it meant 3 days not including their holiday, which means a total of 4 days where you can't do business with an idolater. Tashma, so the Gemara tries to initially prove it from the next Mishnah on Daf Zayin. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shlosh Yamim Lifneyem Ushlosh El Acharayim. Rabbi Shmuel says that you're not allowed to do business with an idolater 3 days before their holiday and 3 days after the holiday. Isal Kadaida Hein Ve'edehen. If Rabbi Shmuel meant Hein Ve'edehen, that the holiday is included in those 3 days, then Rabbi Shmuel, Yom Eidein Chashiv Lhu Meikara V'Chashiv Lhu L'Basof. Then there's a problem in Rabbi Yishmael's presentation, because that holiday is the third day for the first 3 days, and it's also the third day for the last 3 days. So the statement of 3 days before and 3 days afterwards is strange. It's really 2 days before and 2 days afterwards, with the holiday being in the middle. So it must be then that when Rabbi Yishmael referred to 3 days before and 3 days afterwards, it must be hein below a dayan, that the holiday itself, which is day four, is separate from the three prior and the three following. The Gemara rejects that and says, "Aidi d'tana shlosha lifneihem, tana nami shlosha l'achareihem." Rather, the Gemara explains that stylistically, they went with three before and three afterwards, where, though in truth, it's really only the holiday itself counts as the 3 days prior as well as the 3 days that follow, and therefore that's not a proof for hain below a dayan. So the Gemara takes another stab at it using the beginning of the Gemara on Daf Zayin. Da Amar Tashma Da Amar Av Tachlifa Bar Avdimi Amar Shmuel Yom Echad L'Diver Rabbi Shmuel L'Ola Maser. It turns out that according to Rabbi Shmuel, he can never do business with an idolater. Why? Because their holiday is on Sunday, and therefore, it sounds like he couldn't do business Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday's the holiday, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The implication is that as follows. V'isak dadachin ve'edeyan, because if you're telling me that when the Mishnah said 3 days, it means 3 days including the holiday, well then, it turns out that you would be allowed to do business with an idolater at least 2 days of the week, because you would have Friday and Saturday being 2 days beforehand, Sunday being the holiday, and then Monday and Tuesday being the 2 days following, connected to the third day, which means Ha'ika Arba V'Chamisha D'Shari. It turns out that Wednesday and Thursday of every week, you would be able to do business with an idolater. But the problem is that Rav Tachlifa explained that according to Rabbi Yishmael, you can't do business with an idolater any day of the week, ever. So it must be hein below a dayan. The Gemara says, you're right. Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael lo kami boili. You can't ask this question on Rabbi Yishmael's opinion to hein below a dayan, because everyone agrees that Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion that the holiday is not included in the prohibition of doing business 3 days prior and 3 days following. The question that we wanted to ascertain is the opinion of the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Do they feel that it's hein be'edein or hein below edein? Just want to point out over here that when the Gemara will tell us on Zion and mentions over here that Yom Echad L'Divir Rabbi Yishmael L'Ola Maser, that there's a prohibition to do business with idolaters because they have a holiday on Sunday, and therefore 3 days before and 3 days afterwards you can't do business, that is not referring to, at least according to the Meiri, it's not referring to the holiday of a Christian. It's actually referring to some sort of Babylonian ritual or religion that worshiped the sun on Sunday. And that's what he was referring to when he said that is a prohibition to do business 3 days prior and 3 days afterwards. With regards to Christianity, we've already discussed and established that the laws are very different. Anyhow, back to our discussion. According to the Rabbanan's opinion, do we say hein v'eidehen or hein below eidehen? Tashma v'elohein eidehen sh'ovdi kochavim. So now the Gemara is going to try to prove it from two Mishnayos ahead. These are the following holidays of an idolater: Kalenda, Satrunia, the Kartasim. V'amar Rav Chanan bar Rava, and Rav Chanan bar Rava describing the holiday says as follows: Kalenda ches yamim achar tukufa. Kalenda is celebrated or observed for 8 days. Satrunia shmona yamim lifnei tukufa, and Satrunia is celebrated for 8 days before the certain time. V'simanach achar v'kedem tzartani, and the mnemonic device to remember how it falls out is achar v'kedem tzartani. It was created before and afterwards, or after and before. So now the question is, based on that Mishnah, can we ascertain whether the Rabbanan are of the opinion of hein v'eidehen or hein below eidehen? Does the holiday count as part of the earlier 3 days or not? So says the Gemara, v'i salkataita hein v'eidehen, if you're telling me that the holiday is included in the count, well, then we have a problem. Because asarahavu, this holiday is really now, or this prohibition is 10 days, not just 3. In other words, as Tosos explains, the holiday itself is prohibited, connected to the previous 2 days. But this holiday is not a one-day holiday, it's an 8-day holiday. So you take 8 days plus the 2 days prior to the holiday, you have 10 days. But the problem is, our Mishnah only said that there's a prohibition to work or do business with an idolater 3 days before their holiday, however long their holiday will be. Which means it was static at 3 days. But now, if the holiday is considered part of the 3 days, now the holiday takes on a life of its own. It could be 7 days, it could be 20 days, it just depends how long the holiday is, because it's connected to those previous days. So therefore, says the Gemara, it must be hein below Eidehen, otherwise it wouldn't work in our Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, that's not the case. Rather, Bechi Tema, Tana Kule Kalenda Chad Yomu. They taught that Kalenda is considered Chad Yoma. Yeah, it's true that the holiday may last for 8 days, and therefore, technically speaking, there are 10 days, consecutive days, where you can't do business, and the holiday itself is connected as part of those earlier 2 days, but we're just focusing on the fact that there is a holiday. The holiday begins on that day, so therefore we consider the whole holiday as part of 3 days. But yes, generally speaking, it is 10 days. So it's not necessarily a strong proof for hein below eidehen. And therefore we need to come up with a better proof, one way or the other. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi comes along with another proof, going back to our Mishnah, Tashma, lifnei eidehen shel ovdei kochavim, shlosha yamim. In our Mishnah it says, before the idolater's holiday, for 3 days, which seems to indicate 3 days separate from the holiday. As the Gemara explains, if you're going to tell me that the holiday itself is included as part of the 3 days, well then, grammatically, the Mishnah should have stated it differently. Listen, the Mishnah should have stated, Eidehen shel ovdei kochavim shlosha yamim. The holiday of the idolater for 3 days, meaning including the holiday within those 3 days. And it didn't. And therefore, because it didn't, it must be that the holiday is separate from the 3 days for a total of 4 days. V'chi tema, and if you're going to try to reject that proof or that argument by saying, hai diktani lifnei eidehen lemeute la'achar eidehen, maybe the reason why the Mishnah specifically opened by saying before the holiday is to exclude a person from thinking about a prohibition after the holiday, and that's why it's grammatically, the Mishnah was set up that way grammatically. Listni, Adam shel ovdei kochavim Gimel Yamim Lifnehim. They could have also, the Mishnah could have also stated or been worded the holiday of the non of the idolaters' holiday 3 days beforehand, you can't do business with them. And therefore, because it didn't, it said Lifnei Edehen Shlosha Yamim, Shmamina, says the Gemara, must be Hain below Edehen Shmamina. It must be that the holiday is not included in the 3 days, and therefore it is prohibited to do business with an idolater for a grand total of 4 days. Just want to point out that Tosos is bothered by the fact that the Gemara didn't give a more simpler argument. The Gemara should have said, from the fact that the Mishnah says 3 days before the holiday, that obviously is a proof that the 3 days doesn't include the holiday. It says 3 days before the holiday. If it wanted to be, if the Gemara, or if the Mishnah wanted to show Hain ve'edein, then simply, the Mishnah should have simply said, Lifnei edein shnei yamim, 2 days before the holiday. And you would have known that it was a grand total of 3 days. And Tosos, it ends off with a tzarachin. He's not sure why the Gemara decided against that question.